This is Passport to Texas Food Week. In 1850s Texas, when Anson Jones, the last president of the Republic, retired to his plantation in Barrington at Washington-on-the-Brazos, Thanksgiving was not the nationally recognized holiday it is today.
But people certainly still had feast days. They certainly celebrated fall.
Barb King, lead domestic interpreter at Barrington Living History Farm, says they celebrate fall on the farm with a feast, too. Everything's cooked on a hearth, including dark meat heritage turkeys raised and butchered on the site and fresh produce from their garden.
Right now, we're getting a lot of sweet potatoes in. We have some cucuzza gourds, which are 1850s Italian delicacy that we're growing in the garden the first time this year. We have pumpkins, so we'll probably do a pumpkin pie. People in 1850 liked that as well. People ate much less sugar than we do today because you'd have to hunt a bee tree or go buy expensive sugar. So we might do a spice cake, or gingerbread is very popular, as is cider. Here we might make pear cider. And anytime Anson goes back up north, he writes about bringing back barrels of apples.
The third Saturday of each month, Washington on the Brazos presents Living History Saturday, which often includes a cooking demo. Find more information in the calendar section of the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. Funding provided in part by Ram Trucks. Guts, glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.